The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to William Hill's Racing Podcast for Monday. My name is Jack and I'm joined by Mick Norton. Monday's racing. We have meetings from Carlisle, from Thirsk, from Windsor. We'll have a look at a few of the races there very shortly. But first of all, let's have a quick chat about, a well-deserved award.
Okay, Hurley Turner fully deserved that. She's been a flagship bearer for the female techs in the riding ranks. Not that she'd want to be thought of as that, because she's a fine rider in her own right, but it is a great honour. And of course, she did ride a winner for the Queen, didn't she, at Newbury, which she must have given her a big thrill. And of course, her three group ones, two over here and one in the United States as well. So, great that she's been recognised with that OB in the Queen's Birthday Honours list.
Yeah, and there's always good to see people from the racing fraternity in that list, because it is an extensive list.
Absolutely, yeah, and it's great to see the professionals in the game all paying tribute to her: John Gosden, Jeremy Nasida, Simon Crisford, etc., and her weigh room colleagues, Cathy Gannon, etc., all delighted for her, and why not?
Absolutely, thoroughly deserved. So that's good news. Bad news is that there's still lots of rain around.
Won't be bad news for everybody, will it?
No, I suppose not. It's bad news for those people probably attending.
Possibly. Well, they can always wear masks and hold umbrellas up, can't they?
They can.
But the one person who won't be crying is Michael Dodds, who's Mecca's angel, will be absolutely thrilled. The connections will be thrilled by the deluge that hit Ascot on Saturday. 20 mil of rain fell in an hour.
Wow.
And the ground had been good to firm in places prior to that downfall. And showers are forecast between now and the start of the Royal Meeting, and also during it. So, that's good news for her. It's also good news for the Japanese raider, Shin Hinkari, who's coming over for the Prince of Wales, who, of course, won the Prix d'Isp behind him, very soft ground. So whatever it does, he won't be too worried. A very exciting horse. It's son of Deep Impact, and Japan bidding for their first winner at the Royal Meeting, which is quite extraordinary, really, isn't it, that they haven't managed to do so already. Wouldn't have had that many contenders, but still it's something that they want to get on their CV, won't it?
You'd have expected it to have been done by now. And do you, I mean, I don't know how much of it you've seen, but do you fancy its chances?
He's a real galloper, can tactically versatile, and they'll be doing the best to get him beat at Ascot, but I mean, he just did the best to get him beat in France, but he just kept galloping and showed a fine turn of foot as well. I think if his jockey just keeps it simple and doesn't try anything fancy, he's going to be very hard to beat.
Yes, and how do you rate the chances of Mecca's Angel as well now?
Well, the more it rains, the better. She's one of the best around anyway. It just adds to her armoury, doesn't it?
That
she's so effective on soft ground.
Price has shortened significantly.
I'm not surprised either. Yep. And it's not surprised.
And talking of prices, we'll move on now from what's happening later in the week to what's happening on Monday. We'll start at Carlisle. The first race we're going to be looking at is over the 6 furlongs. It starts at 4:30. It's a Class 4 race. And I suppose this might be quite a nice one for an each-way selection with 12 runners.
Should be a good betting heat. It's the three-year-old contest, as you said, for the fillies. So all racing against their own sex. And the one I like here is Rio's Cliffs. There's a daughter of Camford Cliffs. Jo Fanning's been booked to ride by Martin Mead. So a long-distance traveller to Carlisle. Martin Mead, not, I would think, a regular visitor to Carlisle. I may be wrong about that, but just off the top of my head, I don't recall him having too many runners up there. She improved with experience at 2 and a very respectable reappearance at Doncaster. And this mark of 78 is probably not beyond her, judged on her final start at Newmarket last year when she finished fourth in probably similar grade, and she'll be all the better for that seasonal reappearance. And it just a good booking by Martin Mead to get Joe Fanning and Nose Carlisle at the back of his hands, and I think she'll be hopefully she'll be a decent price. So we'll have to wait and see about that. But Rio's Cliffs gets the vote. Similar comments apply to Zena Rizina, trained by Richard Fye, who we know at form Richard's in. The handicap has given her a chance. She started handicapping life in the mid-80s, and she's now down into 77. A Beverly maiden win, the second, is now rated 85. So technically, you know, it's a bit of a tenuous link, but she's certainly not handicapped out of it and should improve, like Rio's Cliffs, for that reappearance. And she's another one I expect to be in the mix. And the other one to mention is Sister Dude. Jordan Vaughan taking off a useful five for trainer Carl Burke, who's in banging form. Another one who's improving with racing is Daughter of Not Now Cato. And the trip on this stiff track could be ideal. She's coming back from a mile at Haydock last month when she didn't run badly at all. So this stiff, just short of 7 furlongs uphill at Carlisle, could suit. I think it revolves around those three. Popsy's Joy wouldn't be out of it, but did go up £6 for that Beverly win last time. But the stable remain in good form. A couple of seasonal debutants to mention: Company Asset and Ambriel from the Ryan and Dodds Yard, respectively. If the money came for them, they'd have to go onto the shortlist. And similar marks reply to Al Shahana from the John Quinn Yard, with Adam McNamara taking off a very useful seven, and would, if it recaptured its two-year-old early season form, be a danger to them all, but didn't show much on reappearance 24 days ago, so she's going to have to do some quick improving. But I think the market on the day will tell us a lot more about this race. As it stands now at Sunday lunchtime, Rio's Cliffs for me, and hopefully she'll be an each way prize.
Rio's Cliffs the choice then in the first race that we're looking at, the 4:30 at Carlisle. We move on to the end of the Thirsk card. There's a class five. It's over the 7 furlongs, and once again plenty in the mix for this one.
Another trappy 3-year-old handicap. This time it's open to colts and geldings and fillies. And I'll start with the selection. It's Viscount Barfield from the Andrew Balding Yard. David Probert taking the ride. Ran really well at Campton earlier this month, finishing really well from an unpromising position turning in. And looks as though there's a bit more to come from him. And he's also back into class five here after running very solid races the last twice in Class 4 and Class 3. And he did win his only previous Class 5 handicap and looks sure to go well off a mark of 73. Doesn't have that many runners at Thirsk, Andrew Balding, but when he does, you've got to give them a second look. Cheeky Angel represents the Michael Dodds stable. Connor Beasley, good to see Connor back as in the saddle. She should be all the better for a reappearance. And the mark is probably fair enough, judged on the horses who have finished around her when she won her maiden at Ayr last October, and with that under her belt, she could improve for that. The dark horse of the race, and a very hard horse to assess, is African Blessing, who made a winning debut on the fibre sand at Southwell, and he has actually got a fibre sand pedigree, if you like. Mount Nelson, his sire, is a good influence for the fibre sand, but he's got a mark of 71, which is probably fair enough, and he did it well, and he's open to any mount improvement. Be interesting to see how the market speaks about African Blessing's chance. And the other one, and I think the danger to Viscount Barfield, is the filly Ponty Applause. She's a daughter of Royal Applause. She's trained by Tim Easterby, David Allen taking the ride. She's shown steady improvement throughout her racing career, this filly, and she's got a really good attitude. She's only £3 higher for that Pontefract win, and I think highly significantly, she's always run well after a good effort. She bounced back. She's always followed a good win with a good effort. I know she got beat on her final start of the season, but I'm expecting another good run from Ponty Royal. She seems to find a bit more next time, and I think of 65, she's still got a fair way to go before the handicapper nails her. I think she's a big danger to the colt Viscount Barfield.
Okay, that's the 5:45 from Thirsk. We'll move on to the evening cards then. We have racing from Nottingham and Roscommon, but we are going to look at the usual Monday night card of Windsor.
Absolutely. It's always very popular the eve before Royal Ascot. A lot of sort of Royal Ascot goers make the start of the week their trip to Windsor, and it's always a good atmosphere. Let's hope they get some good weather to go with it.
Yeah, let's hope so. Fingers crossed for the weather. Always a great venue as well for racing. So let's start with the 7:20. This is a Class 4 race over the 6 furlongs, and there's 13 runners to sort out here.
Yeah, this is a biggish field, but my shortlist wasn't too long. I'll go through them in race card order. Sydney Rough Diamond, trained by Richard Hughes. Shane Kelly taking the ride. He won three times for Richard Hannan last year, including here. Disappointed last time, but could bounce back with the first-time cheap pieces. And he's only £2 higher than the last win, but does need those cheap pieces to wake him up after a lacklustre effort last time. Fingal's Cave is going to be the selection here. Trained by Mick Shannon, George Baker taking the ride. Has been beaten both starts since his mark crept into the 80s. But this is probably easier than either of them. And it's close third off a mark of 81 at Chester on his penultimate start. Suggests this mark of 82 isn't beyond him. And I think also significantly, he's run well all three times that George Baker's ridden him, including a win. So Fingal's Cave's going to get the vote. Long-awaited ran really well on his debut for Conador at Goodwood last time. But he's a horse that just... so frustrating, and he's probably one for place pot or place only support, but on that Goodwood win, Connor will get the best out of him sooner rather than later. As I say, the shortlist isn't very long. It consists of those three, and Fingal's Cave gets the vote.
Okay, Fingal's Cave, the selection then in the 7:20 from Windsor. Half an hour later, the 7:50 takes place. We're going to have a quick look at that now. It's a Class 4 event just over the mile. For the four-year-olds and above. At the moment, 13 of them are declared here.
Yeah, it should be a good betting heat. Again, the market will tell us an awful lot. And with what I've got to go on, I've taken a chance on the handicap debutant Bunbury. Richard Hughes trains, Shane Kelly takes the ride. He showed plenty of ability in his three maidens to date. Fifth of 13 in a course and distance event won by the very useful Wild Hacked last month, and that was a step up on his previous marks, and he's actually got enough, I think, a fairly, could be a lenient 74. The market will tell us better, but I would expect him to be very popular in the betting pre-race for this Windsor 750. The Salmon Man showed improved form last time. From Barry Riney, from Brendan Powell, showing steady improvement throughout 2016, but did make a bit of a mess of his mark last time with that second at Leicester. And the bird may have flown, but should continue to improve. The luckless but frustrating Snappy Guest, very consistent, did win a cross and distance handicap last summer, has been knocking on the door in four this year, still £5 in the last win, and the slight concern, he found Class 4 too hot to handle in his only previous try. So it all points to Bunbury, and hope the money comes for him to give me confidence.
So that's Bunbury in the 7:50 from Windsor for Mick. Thank you, Mick. Thank you for your selections.
My pleasure, Jack.
And good luck with them all. And you can hear Mick on William Hill Racing Radio on the first day of Royal Ascot. So do join him then. And don't forget, all of William Hill's podcasts are available on the website in the podcast section, and you can listen to any of William Hill's three radio stations on the app or online.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.